Now, normally, when Heather Leverage is here, she's here to talk about her Conservatory of the Ozarks, but she's not here for that reason today. Tell us why you are here.
Well,
it's a different different arts organization.
Different organization.
Yeah.
In addition to teaching at Conservatory of the Ozarks, I'm a member of the Springfield Opera Guild, which is a fundraising organization for the Springfield Regional Opera. And we are planning a fundraiser that's coming up on October 17th. It's the 17th annual Hat Luncheon. And Viola Gardner is the president of the guild, and she's here with me to help share details of the event.
Now, 17 years they've been doing the Hat Luncheon. And if you were one of the lucky folks who was in Clara Thompson Hall at Drury last Saturday night to see SRO's opening season gala, you saw the the brothers Spires doing a little bit of comedy with respect to the Hat Luncheon to publicize it. But it's always a fun time, and it raises a good amount of money for SRO and for what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really have such a great time. We have young artists with the Springfield Regional Opera that will perform.
And you're bringing some people, too, from the conservatory.
Right. The conservatory students and faculty will be the prelude, and then the dinner music will be the Springfield Opera, the young artists, and Michael Sinteri.
And Michael, Michael will be there, too.
So if people aren't familiar, what exactly is the Hat Luncheon and what happens?
So you wear your favorite hat, and it can be any style. It can be derby style. It can be a funny hat. It can
fancy.
Fancy vintage hat. Couture style. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a contest on the different categories of hats.
Mm-hmm. With prizes.
Yes.
Incredible prizes for the best hats.
Yes.
And, of course, as you said, it is a luncheon, so there's a gourmet three-course luncheon. And we should say that it takes place a week from tomorrow, Saturday the 17th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Starlight Room at the Tower Club.
And we'll have a choice of either beef tenderloin tips or hunter chicken, both of which are great.
And great cheesecake meals. Or triple chocolate cake for dessert.
Okay, there you go. Mm-hmm. That's going to bring in, that'll attract a lot of people, no doubt. Now, tickets for this are $35, and as we said, proceeds benefit SRO. And this has been 17 years, so it's been a major fundraiser for the company for a long time.
Mm-hmm. It's such a fun event. Each table has a hat theme with a themed centerpiece, which are available in the silent auction, which we'll be having at the event. So there's a Kentucky Derby table that will have all the ingredients you need to make your own mint julep if you want to wear your favorite Kentucky Derby hat while sipping it here in Springfield.
Right.
And there's a Christmas table with Santa hats. There's a princess party table with tiaras and crowns, the kind of hats the princesses wear. Hollywood glamour table. And they have all kinds of interesting movies and also things you could drink and maybe snack on. There's a tea party one for the Mad Hatter table, Alice in Wonderland theme. So each table has its own special, unique experience at the event. It's really
now, there's silent auction, too, isn't there?
Yes.
What kind of items will be available?
We'll have some original artwork donated by one of our members, Mary Hamilton. Let's see. We'll also have some vintage SRO items for silent auction and some spa gift baskets.
Adrian Walker at Needful Things donated some gift certificates for some really wonderful spa treatments. There will be some Conservatory of the Ozarks gift certificates for music lessons. And like I say, each of the centerpieces for each table will be for sale. Some bottles of wine will be in some of them and all kinds of interesting
things. I also forgot Dean Curtis was also donating some of his photography.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful photography art.
So there will be prizes for the best hat. I guess everybody there will vote for the best hat. And you also have the silent auction and the three-course luncheon and
live entertainment.
Live entertainment both before the luncheon starts by faculty and students from Conservatory of the Ozarks and during the luncheon itself, SRO young artists, several of whom you might have heard at the gala Saturday night, will be doing solo and ensemble turns. It's an exciting time for SRO with Michael Spires and Christopher Cook now being named new artistic director and music director, respectively. So the company's turning a new page in their history, and the 17th annual SRO Guild Hat Luncheon is, of course, a major part of that as far as fundraising. Again, tickets are $35. You can call 844-8724. I guess you need to reserve tickets by Monday, is that right?
Yes, Monday or Wednesday at the absolute latest.
Because the luncheon itself is next Saturday the 17th. Again, that's 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Tower Club up in the Starlight Room. Might let you give a quick plug for the SRO Guild itself. I don't know how the Guild is doing for membership or how if you need more people or if you're... That's a stupid question. You always need more people for a volunteer organization.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, the Opera Guild, we do luncheons every month at our meetings at various Springfield restaurants.
Right.
And we plan different road trips, you know, to see, just different opera companies in other towns. And we also will go down to Branson to see the Texas Tenors. And actually, Michael recently sang with the Texas Tenors.
Yes, he did.
And we just have a really good time being together. And if you want to meet some really neat ladies, you've got to join the Opera Guild.
Mm-hmm. And the whole point of it is, you know, guilds are auxiliary help and fundraising mm-hmm. for their parent organizations. And that's mm-hmm. really what the guild is there for and always mm-hmm. has been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we put on the cast parties for the operas, too.
It's so fun. Like, sometimes it's hard to meet other people in this day and age who love opera as
right.
much as you may love it yourself. So it's wonderful to join the guild and be in a whole room full of wonderful people who love opera as much as you do, and you can talk about it and go to events together. It's a great way to make new friends.
Mm-hmm.
And who can they contact if they want information on joining?
They can go ahead and call me
okay.
at 844-8724 or also call the Opera office at 863-1960, and we will call you back.
All right. Well, that is Vaila Gardner, who is the president of the Guild, the SRO Guild, and member of the Guild, and also director of Conservatory of the Ozarks, Heather Leverich. All right, thanks for being here. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.